With winter finally behind us, we hope, fruit farmers all over Michigan are now getting an idea of what the snow, ice, and cold has done to their orchards, vineyards, and fields. Well, knowing that the early spring warm-up of 2012 was devastating to most of Michigan's fruit growers, we wondered if this rough winter has them just as worried now as they were 2 years ago. We're joined now by Ken Nye of the Michigan Farm Bureau. So good to have you with us, Ken.
Well, it's great to be here.
So, do you believe fruit farmers are in danger of any kind of a repeat of 2012?
Well, we certainly hope not. 2012 was certainly a bit of an unusual situation where we had this big warm-up in March, early March, and then by the end of the month, we started experiencing a string of frost events, which is pretty normal this time of year,
yeah.
And into April. But the problem is we had warmed up so much earlier in March, and we had gotten the fruit crops in a very vulnerable condition in terms of the buds and the blooming and so on. The 2014, the winter was obviously pretty brutal, and the problem that we're experiencing now is just the cold temperatures that we really experienced throughout January, February, and March. So we're dealing with that now, trying to assess exactly what the situation is, but we know we've got some damage out there.
What kind of damage? What are you seeing and hearing from fruit growers?
Well, most of the fruit is grown on the west side of the state, although there's pockets of production in other areas. One of the advantages we have here in Michigan is our climate that we have, particularly moderated by Lake Michigan. So it allows us to grow all these fruit crops that don't necessarily grow everywhere. So this year we had a lot of temperatures that were down to minus 20 degrees, and any time we get that, we're going to start to reduce the number of viable buds on any of our more tender fruit crops, and that's going to include wine grapes, peaches, cherries, apricots, the blueberries. Apples and pears are a little hardier, tend to be able to grow in little colder locations, but all of those other more tender crops are going to see some damage in terms of we've killed off a number of the buds at this point, or perhaps we've even damaged the branches, limbs, and even whole trees. When we get minus 20, it's pretty tough on certain peach varieties, the wine grapes. I'm afraid we're going to have potentially significant damage. So it's a concern to us. We're going to learn more as we get into a little more of the spring here, but we know we've got a problem already.
Well, now, Ken, we heard that the heavy snowfall was a good thing in a sense because it added it's going to be adding badly needed moisture to ground and surface water reserves. So is that true?
Well, it does. The moisture in that snow was a good thing in terms of adding that moisture. And we saw a pretty good spring in terms of most of that snow melting off and really absorbing as much as possible. Even though it was really cold this winter, because we had so much snow cover, we didn't have much frost in the ground. So most of that was able to soak in. So that's a good thing. Now, for the fruit trees, the snow is a plus and a minus. It does insulate, and particularly for wine grapes and any of the grapes, it will insulate the buds that are below the frost, below the snow line, so that's a good thing. On the bad side, occasionally when that snow or the ice goes away, it does pull a few branches with it. That can be a bad thing. And the other thing, as long and as cold and as much snow as there was this winter, we saw quite a bit of rodent damage on trunks and branches and so on, and the snow really created an environment where those mice, rabbits, and so on had to live, obviously, in some pretty brutal conditions for a long time, and they're going to tend to eat some of that bark and so on off from the fruit trees, so that's going to be a problem, too.
I bet the deer were busy, too, because I know I've seen them in our backyard, and they were hungry.
Absolutely. When you have winter like this, a lot of their brows might have been covered up, so they're going to keep eating whatever they can find above the snow line.
I also got a sense that that having the counties having to put so much salt on the roads could also impact our fruit crop.
Well, it does, and we found that over the years, blueberry plantations, we're the largest blueberry producing state, that the blue salt from the roads used to reduce the ice and snow on the roads will damage the buds on blueberries. It just, as you'd think, salt dries things out. As that bud dries out, it becomes more vulnerable to the cold weather. We had lots of ice, lots of snow this year, so even more salt was used. And we had this really cold temperature, so when you combine all those things together, we're going to see quite a bit of damage to the blueberry buds. Now, fortunately, most fruit crops tend to produce more buds than are necessary.
Mm.
So we're going to see how we get through the rest of the spring here. If we don't have frost events, maybe we'll still be able to come through with a reasonably good crop. But we know we've already reduced the number of viable buds, in some cases pretty significantly. We got to have some good luck here for the next 4 to 6 weeks so we can get through the rest of the spring.
Ken Nye with the Michigan Farm Bureau. Thanks so much for talking with us, Ken.
It was great to be here.